it's really, it's wild the parallel paths that my life, yeah, that my life as an artist, as a parent, as the child of Southerner baby boomers, took along with the 4.5 years of Drawing March. And just, I don't know, in the same way that over the course of making March, the subject matter and its context became markedly less and less about giving this memoir, you know, through the lens of history, illustrating the world of 1964, 1965, became more and more about illustrating the world of 2015, 2016, 2017. So much so that the creative team, you know, would periodically have to, you know, take in world events from day to day and week to week and kind of have powwows where we're like, do we need to reckon with this on the pages of March? The answer being, well, Congressman Lewis himself would typically come back to his mantra, just tell the story, tell the whole story, lay it out plain. And the essence is that, you know, we are all, by living in our society and pushing back against a lot of these forces, you know, this is on everyone's mind all the time. And that kind of context, seeing this not just as a historical account, not just as memoir, but seeing it as living history and as a roadmap for change, a roadmap of successes and failures. I think for anyone who is moved by the story documented in March, these are at the forefront. This is at the forefront of all of our minds as we're experiencing this history again. And it's a weird relationship to have as the person who had the privilege of sitting, you know, comfortably in my drawing table to bring this story to life again. And I'm so honored to have been able to play a role in that. It's been transformative on so many levels. On a personal level, I think it's been very powerful having Mississippian baby boomer parents who were really rocked hard by March Book 2, and, you know, 50 years after the fact, were able to finally open up those last chests in the attic and reckon with their own levels of complicity and their own levels of ignorance that they had carried with them from age 18, you know, all the way to 2015. Being able to deal with the legacy of inequality in America and in their own personal lives, the things that they had the privilege to not see happening in their town, in their state at that time. Being able to hear that kind of a reckoning from the folks who raised me and the folks who gave me a basic working knowledge of the civil rights movement when I was a kid in the 80s in Alabama, you know, this sort of engendered this new life into our conversation as a Southern family, especially as a Southern family who is now, you know, redefined our relationship to our community, like many of you, as being, you know, an era of necessary constant protest, an era of new normals. So thank you to all of you who've been moved by this work, and I'm just telling the story, and I feel honored to have been selected by the congressman to be able to do so. Don't know what else to say right now.